No, hold on. Oh. There you go. No. What? Something's out there happening. What? I sound like Dracula.
No, no.
Well, what have you
do
done?
Both of us?
Yes.
What did you do?
What have I done?
What did you do? Fix it. Is it normal? So are you telling me that I was sound like Dracula during that? What are you doing?
Oh no, Terry.
What did you
listen to this?
Hold on.
I don't know what's happened. I don't know why.
Oh my god.
I haven't.
Do a different one. Do a different one. It's only your mic that's affected. You sound like Kevin McAllister when he's trying to trick all the fellas in the hotel.
It's me, Mr. McAllister.
We'll hear it when we're doing the editing, but that was really funny.
Anyway, welcome back to 10 Down with Terry and David. My name is Terry McAvoy and I'm here with my co-host, David Fitzpatrick.
Good afternoon, everybody, and I hope you liked that new intro. We might do that every week, if Terry allows me.
David likes being called a co-host. Do you know what? That's kind of freaky, isn't it?
Yeah, it needs to be banned. We won't reference to what it is, but it's a little bit freaky.
It's a bit freaky. Anyway, welcome back. We had a lovely weekend, didn't we? I'm wrecked.
I'm absolutely exhausted.
I'd say you're wrecked, yeah.
I am.
Get up with the baby this morning. The baby woke at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
You gave him a bop, went back asleep.
Yeah, but I didn't go back asleep.
Did you not?
No.
What of course did you I do? Didn't.
I got back into bed, but I couldn't go back asleep.
Yeah, I didn't go back to sleep after I heard him because he screamed. Did you change his nappy?
Yeah, he had a big, massive stinker.
Did he? That's what was wrong
with him. Seems to be the way he wakes up now, is that he has a poo every morning.
Like, imagine being asleep and pushing out a logger.
Or no, waking up to push out, pushing out and then falling back asleep.
No, I think it just slowly makes its way out. Like.
But surely he knows he's pushing it out, Terry. It doesn't just fall out.
It just comes out.
It doesn't just fall
out. It does. Called peristalsis.
Okay. Anyway, everybody, hope you all had a lovely weekend.
Yeah, it's Monday. We're recording really early because we're heading away because David... Actually, it's going to be your birthday when this goes live. Happy birthday to you. You were born in a shoe.
No, I wasn't. Yes, it is my birthday this Sunday today. When you listen to this.
Happy 40th birthday,
what
David.
Will we be? We'll be home. We're only getting away for a couple of days, Mammy and Daddy, for the first time since Miles was born. So this is our first little break.
Is it?
Yeah.
We've done a hotel stay, no?
Yeah, but we haven't been away, like overseas.
No. Oh my God. Scary. But imagine. How does it feel?
It feels kind of good. I don't know. Very appreciative, very, very grateful for the people in my life.
Aww.
Without getting too deep. Yeah, life is good.
So yeah, 40, you're turning 40. That is wild, David. Like, I can't believe you're 40. It only feels like yesterday we were in Sydney celebrating your 30th. And I just thought that that was such a big number at the time. Like, I remember being like, oh my God, he's 30. Like, that's old.
And I caught up with our friend Sam over in the UK. And on the phone there the other day, come back in the car. And he just reminded me, obviously, when you think about it, he's like, he was at my 30th, so that just goes to show how long. Like, I know him over 10 years now. Because he was there at my 30th birthday party. Now I'm turning 40 and we're still like very close.
Oh, it's
wild. Although we don't get to see each other as much. But yeah, it feels weird. Like, it will feel weird saying that I'm not like 37, 38, 39, now 40.
Yeah. And have you got any advice for your younger self?
Yes. And I'll be editing this episode and being like, well, I'm listening back to myself and I'm being like, why did I not listen to myself already? If that makes sense.
Yeah, it's always great giving advice, but following it is like another thing. But give us your words of wisdom as somebody that's turned 40.
Stop being so hard on yourself.
Ah.
That would be my words of wisdom.
Yeah, you're terrible for that.
Mm.
You always have been.
It's one of my bad traits as opposed to good traits.
I think though, this needs to be your era that you walk into, because I feel like in your 30s, would I be right in saying that a lot happened? Like, when you turned 30, things happened, you know, like your mom got sick. And I feel like that decade of your life was probably one of the most difficult times in your life.
Yeah, ups and downs. Like, of course, then we got married and or we got engaged, got married, then we had kids and, you know, bought our first house. And
so it was a bit of a roller coaster.
Bit of a roller coaster.
So I feel like this needs to be your era. Like from 40 onwards, I feel like you need to just like fresh slate, move forward and enjoy it. Like,
yeah, but don't they say your life starts at 40?
Yeah.
they said that at 30 as well. But yeah,
I'd say it does. I for men, for sure.
I just don't want to look back and be like, when I turn 50 and be like, your life starts at 50.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I don't want to happen.
Well, this is the last decade of guaranteed good health.
Thanks, Terry.
It is.
Thanks.
Okay, so do you want to hear some fun facts about 1986?
Go.
Okay, so Top Gun.
The movie.
The movie only came out. Okay. Isn't that mad? Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi was in the charts.
Okay.
Microsoft went public the year you were born. Isn't that mad?
Have you ever seen that original photograph of is it Bill Gates that made Microsoft?
I think so.
Bill Gates, yeah. He's done Microsoft. And it's like a picture of him like in a small box room with like a computer.
Isn't it crazy? People had to rewind tapes in 1986. I mean, like, we knew that. We were doing that right.
Did you ever do that with your finger?
I used to use a pencil.
Yeah, I used to use a finger.
Did you? It was so much quicker to put it on a pencil and then spin the tape itself.
Okay.
We love a bit of efficiency. A cinema ticket was about €2 back then. Isn't that crazy? How much is a cinema ticket now?
Well, for two people and like get your snacks, it could be 50, €60, I reckon, with your popcorn and all that sort of stuff. I reckon it's £20 a ticket, give or take.
Wild.
Depending on what cinema you go to.
Yeah, but they were just some little facts from 1986.
It doesn't sound like there's very many interesting things happened in 1986 other than me being born. ChatGPT is going to come back and say, no, nothing happened that was interesting in that year, Terry.
It just keeps bringing up Top Gun.
Yeah, so it's a shit year. I'm sorry, nothing really happened.
Like, nothing really did happen. Walk Like an Egyptian came on.
What is that?
The Chernobyl disaster. I can't believe that was 40 years ago. The Space Shuttle Challenger disaster shocked the world. These are all very miserable things.
Yeah, hence why I'm miserable all the time, Terry.
Oh my God. But yes, Dave, it's going to be 40. And yeah, I hope you love your holiday and your present that I got you and the present that the kids get you.
Got me.
Yeah, they have something small for you, but I think you already found it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, it's been a great build up. And I'm looking forward to getting a couple of days off from reality.
Yeah. We're going to get drunk for 3 days straight.
Yes, I'm going to get drunk. Let's just say spicy margaritas will be had.
Spicy margaritas.
I'm looking forward to just being in the old town.
Yeah, so nice.
We might rob a donkey and get on it and go for a little gander.
Yeah, you never know me. I can't wait. So all weekend we've been watching Coachella from afar. I've had tickets for Coachella twice now.
Are they as hard to get as they were back when you were going originally? They are.
I had them for 2018. Yeah, I had to sell them because it wasn't really, I didn't want to go because David's mom was just after passing and it was just not the right time to go. Like I would have went and literally been absolutely miserable. And then the second time was COVID. So yeah, I feel like I'd love to go, but
I don't understand how tickets can sell out for a desert event. Like surely they can't sell them out.
Yeah, of course. They'd have a capacity amount of people that they're allowed to have. But would you go?
I would go.
Would you? It's a long way to leave the kids. So like, I think I'd love to go to like Palm Springs or something like that with the kids and go. Like, because you can stay at a villa in Palm Springs and then just like make your way to Coachella.
I've seen the videos and pictures of like where the celebrities are staying.
Yeah. But, you know, Louise Cooney and Niamh.
Yeah.
They stayed at a villa and then just like went to the...
Was the year that you were supposed to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that now.
But yeah, I'd love to. Like, I would absolutely love to go. So maybe we could bring the kids next year with like somebody that'll mind them and then we can go.
And if we were to go without the kids, what is the minimum amount of time you could go?
Well, LA is like, what, 14 hours away? So you'd have to fly in on the Wednesday and then, because you have to drive to the desert, it's a 4-hour drive.
How many days is it? 3 days?
Yeah.
So today would be the last day?
Yeah. No, Sunday is the last day. So you'd have to go on the Thursday and then leave on the Monday,
yeah,
but you wouldn't get
far
back until Tuesday. So it's like
So you need a week. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Nearly a week's trip. So we'd have to bring the kids with us. But I'd love to go.
And
he's on this weekend again.
Who is?
Justin Bieber.
So it's 2 weekends?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that's what I meant. I asked how many days and you said...
It is 3.
So I thought that was it, finished.
No.
3 days. Right, okay. Yeah, no, why not? If you have to, let's see we'll have the headliners in for next year. Well, they won't let us know until...
They do, yeah. They go on sale in like October. That's when I get my tickets.
So the feedback from what I've seen is that a lot of people were saying that like it's the Gen Z that was mainly like taking over the whole like audience and they're just not dancing.
Yeah,
but they're not interacting with the show.
That's like a whole thing. Like when I have gone out over the last like, Jesus, the last 2 years, it's probably been like a handful of times. Anyway, whenever I do go out and like if I'm out with my friends, I do find the younger crowd don't dance.
Mm.
And when I was talking to somebody recently who's also Gen Z, they were saying that it's like not cool to be jumping around and enjoying yourself. Because like you could either get recorded or like it's just over the top. And I think that's like a product of COVID. Like I honestly do. I think that like Gen Z were literally raised, they're the iPad kids. Mm. Like they were raised by technology and I think they get secondhand embarrassment for anybody having a good time like in real life.
That's really sad.
Yeah, I know. And I've also seen at things that I'd be at, like the Gen Zers, like they're so much more chilled in general and they take out their phone and then they're all about it and then...
Well, maybe that's it. So they're not, they don't have time to be
fake fun.
I wouldn't go, yeah, possibly for some of them. But maybe they're just too invested in capturing content and as opposed to actually just enjoying the show.
That's it, 100%. They have fake fun. So like they whip out the phones and they're like,
and then they just stop immediately.
And then they just stop. Like when you look back on like, you know, the likes of the millennials.
Yeah.
And how we used to wake up after a night out and upload your entire camera to Facebook and it was all real and it was all so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I just want to shake them. Maybe
they're learning from our mistakes and then they're afraid to do anything.
No, I honestly think it's COVID. I think they were just all cooped up in those really core important years.
Yeah.
And also, this is just me saying this, right? It's not factual, but I feel like a lot of that generation don't work, as in they don't get part-time jobs while they're in school and they literally go from like school to college and then out to the world and they're a little bit odd and they don't know how to work and they don't know how to manage and like manage their time and they don't have people skills. Like when you think about it, like a lot of millennials, we had to work. Like we had to work.
We spoke about this before.
Yeah, but like it gave us those values. Like it gave us communication skills. Like me working in Spire, like it really taught me how to engage with people like and speak to them and communication skills.
Yeah, we spoke about it just before. I think last year that, maybe one of the guests that we had on the pod is that, like my first job, I was 14.
Yeah.
You know, and you had to earn your money to be able to, and I was paying rent, you know.
But I feel like this generation coming up, they don't do that. And I feel like they're going out into the world very late.
Yeah.
Trying to learn those skills. Yeah, and they're just a bit socially different.
Well, I can give an example of that where...
Not all of them, by the way, if you're listening and you're Gen Z, sorry.
I can give an example of that. It's where when I was working in the construction trade with landscaping, where we were hiring people. And they were lads, like you said, that were coming through 18, 19, and they were starting their first job. Some of them even a little bit older. And you almost needed to spoon feed them. It's like...
Yeah, because they've never done it before.
It's not if they just didn't have the oomph to be like, okay, I'm just going to like use my own initiative here and move forward a little bit, you know?
Just life skills.
Life skills.
Life skills. But anyway... It did look very quiet. You know, Laura messaged me and she said she went last year and she said it was like the crowd is dead.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether it's a combination of Gen Z and, you know, Americans, but it just looked a bit dead. And like, it makes me sad because like we would be running amok. I feel like they need a load of paddies over there. Yeah. They need a load of millennials and we'll show them how it's done. So how was your trip up north?
It's good. Very good. We had a spa day. When I say it's bad, we sat in the same jacuzzi for the whole time and I shriveled. I shriveled. We stayed at the Galgorm and...
Was this in the private like tub?
No. So we stayed in one of the cabins which had a private tub, but we didn't use it. We went to the spa because you can order drinks then.
Okay.
And it was one of these like 10, 15 person spas or jacuzzi, so they're quite big. But yeah, we had to keep getting out. Because you can't sit in it all day. You're not supposed to sit in that all day.
You get so dehydrated.
Yeah, so, and the sensor buttons were like really annoying. The bubbles kept going up or going off. And it was like, we're just, it was, and the hotel's always packed. But there's two hen parties going on at the same time. Which
oh, David said he got absolutely heckled.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, maybe it was just because they had drink on them and maybe they listen in. And if they do, hello. Because one girl did ask me a question, which I did say to you. She was like, where's your wife? And I was like, with our children. Oh, she's on babysitting duty. I was like, no, she's doing her what she would normally do as their as the mother of their child, of the kids. You know, that kind of attitude. But yeah, they just kept shouting my name. Like, it was just, it was funny.
Did you feel like Justin Bieber?
Oh yeah.
Did you feel famous?
Oh, 100%, Terry. if somebody from a random crowd just keeps shouting your name, like, it kind of eventually gets a little bit annoying.
Like, how many times did they shout it? Like, once or twice?
I'd say more than 10.
What would they shout your name?
Just shout my name.
Would you answer?
The first two or three times, I they were further across the spa. Like, I waved. And then, of course, what happens is that the people that are in the tub with us that are not, like, part of our group, they're like, why did those people keep calling your name?
Oh, really?
Do you get me?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's nothing. And then we ignore it. And then to a point of where they're like, actually, this fella that was with his girlfriend was like, they're shouting at you like you're famous. And I was like, well, I'm not famous.
Oh my God.
Yes. But we went for a nice dinner after. It was very, very responsible. Went for a dinner and then went and had a couple of drinks. And I was in bed by 2 o'clock.
The last time you went out with the lads and you said it was responsible, Daryl later told me at a later stage that you passed out.
Yeah, I responsibly passed out. I didn't fall down the stairs and passed out.
He was like, yeah, it was grand. Yeah, it was lovely. It was a good time. And then Daryl was like, do you remember you passed out? And I was like, well, you forgot to tell me that.
Well, that's true. But I had to be on the, I said it on this last pod, if anyone's listening that remembers, is that I had to be on the road by 10 o'clock. Half 10, I got on the road because of obviously the protests that were going on.
Well, you had planned on that anyway. And then the protests kicked off.
Yeah, I wasn't affected by it, which was fine. I was happy.
That's good.
But it was a good weekend. I needed it.
You didn't go for a weekend. You went for a night on a Wednesday.
Night. It was a Wednesday. Yeah. I'm so confused. I genuinely believe the Easter break and Paddy's Day messed up my whole calendar in my head. I keep thinking today a day is a day and it's not.
Today is a day.
Day is a day and it's not. Go on. You're about to say, are you okay?
Are you okay? Today is a day and it's not.
Today
quote
is
by David the Monk Fitz. Go on.
So quickly, we will have a quick discussion about the new season of Euphoria, which started yesterday. And of course, Goss.ie got up on straight away and shared that everyone is saying the same thing. What? That seems to be their little,
yeah, I know,
little thing. It's like everyone's talking about it, or everyone's saying the same thing about whatever.
What were they
saying? It's like clickbait. It's like you have to read to see what everyone's talking about. What would you think everyone's saying?
That the cast are older?
No.
What?
Like, as in the first episode, what would people be saying?
It's going to be only released by week?
Yeah.
No.
They're not going to release the whole thing, Terry.
No. I hate that. Yeah, because they want, because it's now have,
yeah.
So they obviously want you to sign up and then keep your subscription for 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so annoying. I don't think I have a Now account, but I'll have to get it because I really want to watch it.
Similar response to the way the Weeknd's series.
What was
the
it?
The Idol.
Go on, tell us.
Everyone's saying that it was a little bit over the top in terms of like
sexual?
drug abuse, sexual.
That's the whole thing.
That's the whole team.
Like, do you remember the first time we watched that? We were like, holy hell.
I remember you watching it in our old house. You got about three episodes in, and I was like, what the hell are you watching?
And then you were addicted.
And then I got addicted to it.
Because of Sydney Sweeney's boobies.
Was she in at that earlier stage?
Yes.
Oh, I don't remember. Oh, she was.
Yeah, how could you forget? David loves Sydney Sweeney.
Everybody loves Sydney Sweeney.
Because she's got boobies.
So Sydney Sweeney and Cameron Diaz. Cameron Diaz has claimed that she was better looking than Sydney Sweeney in her prime.
I highly doubt that she said that. I'd say that is pure clickbait.
What's your answer, Terry?
What?
Cameron Diaz in her prime. Like, say, the likes of The Mask.
Cameron Diaz, 100%.
Was more attractive
yeah.
than Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah. I think they're both beautiful. Like, I don't know why we're like pitting them against each other, but I do think Cameron would have been a bit more attractive. I feel like Sydney Sweeney's body is insane. I don't know. What would you say? I think you'd find Sydney Sweeney a bit more attractive if she hadn't got the boobies.
To be totally honest, I'm kind of going back on what I initially spoke about and brought this topic up, was that I think Cameron Diaz could win it because she was a little bit more bubbly. A better personality. I find Sydney Sweeney just has a really dry personality.
Yeah, she's also a big, massive Trump supporter as well.
And she is a massive, she's a MAGA supporter, as they say.
Yeah.
Do you know what MAGA stands for, Terry?
It stands for Muppets and Bags Association.
You're not far off, but the words are incorrect.
Go on.
Make America Great Again. That's what MAGA stands for.
Well, I like Sydney Sweeney as a woman. I like Sydney Sweeney and how she looks, and I like her name, and I like her clothes, and I like her acting, but I do not like that she's a MAGA supporter. So, yeah. But I like her name.
Okay.
I love her name.
So, I have a couple of little questions for you.
What are you even saying? You sound like you're learning German for the first time, David. It honestly sounded like mein Lieblingsessen.
No, it
is
didn't,
Kartoffeln
Terry.
Salad.
Oh my God. What? Did you put a whole word salad together there of German?
Yeah. Ich rede Deutschzeit vom Fjallre und ich finde es sehr schwierig. Go on, David.
What?
Get on to the next thing and not be talking like you're learning fucking German.
Do you want
German.
Me to read out a listener email?
Yeah, go on. Sure, why not?
It won't be as deep as the last one that you...
Jesus Christ.
Hi, guys. I've been a long time distance related... Terry, would you stop interrupting me?
You didn't interrupt you.
You did.
You just got it all wrong and you're blaming me.
I'm so tired, Terry.
You literally got that all jumbled up and then tried to blame...
Yeah, because you were talking over me, so I had nothing else to do but blame you.
I wasn't. You started saying it. I have it on record. You started talking. You made a balls of it and then blame me.
Hello, guys.
Go on. No, wait, hold on. Try and read this without sounding like Hitler's right man, okay? Oh, go.
Okay. Hello, guys. Hi, guys. I've been... See, you're doing it again. Okay. Hello, guys. I've been in a long distance
relationship. You sound like Mrs. Doubtfire, for
Terry.
Fuck's
sake. Terry, just let me read out the email.
Hello, boys and girls.
Michael Jackson? Hi, guys. I've been in a long distance relationship for 3 years and it's always been solid. But lately, something feels off. My boyfriend's been more distant, slow replies, vague about plans and going quiet for hours. I can't shake the feeling he might be seeing someone closer to home. I've no proof, just a gut feeling, but it's starting to get to me. Am I overthinking this or is it something I should trust my instincts on? And how would you bring it up? Love the podcast.
Are you AI?
Why are you gay?
You are gay. So he's a little bit more distant and he's slow on replying.
Do you know?
Sounds like me when I go away.
Have you ever been in a long term? Have you ever been in a long distance relationship?
Yeah.
With who? With who?
Well, I was with someone and then they went somewhere for 3 months and I stayed with them and then they came home and I realized he was a Fijian and then got rid of him.
For a second there, I thought you were talking about me. Okay. Do you know anyone that's been in a long distance relationship? Except for the one person that we know.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
No.
Do you believe that it can work?
Yes, I see that it can work. Okay. One of my friends is in a really long distance relationship. I just think maybe you should follow your gut. Like, obviously, if you're seeing somebody for 3 years and you're doing long distance, you know what their norms are. You know what's not normal. And your gut is so important and you should always listen to it. I always say that it keeps you safe. It protects you and ask them out straight. Just be like, look, you're being off at me. You're being a bit distant. Is everything okay? I'm going to book a trip. I'm going to come see you. I'm going to strangle that bitch. I'm going to get her.
Why not just book a flight and arrive unannounced?
Why would you hurt yourself like that if you think that? Just
because you could get on the phone to him and he'd turn around and be like, no, everything's fine. Or he could turn around and say, stop being so overprotective, you know, and being a bit weird. And then you
have
lose.
You ever been in a long distance relationship? Let me guess. Yes.
No, I haven't.
Have you not?
No.
Well, when we were in a long distance relationship for what, two months?
Yeah, but you then turned into a psycho and followed me over. So
do you think I was a psycho?
No.
But we were doing long distance.
Need that time,
You were very, when we were doing long distance, you were very anxious.
I'm an anxious person as it is, Terry.
Like, I remember I broke my arm and I rang him and I was like, oh, I'm about to break my arm. And he was like flipping out. I remember being like, this fella really gives a shit. But yeah, you were very anxious.
I was.
Yeah. And he kept saying, are you going to come over? And I was like, yeah.
Because at the time I was like, this is the one. This is the one.
He didn't. There. But yeah, you were over in LA. I just remember you kept ringing me and then sending me fucking, what's his name? You kept sending me those, what's your man's name? Drake. You kept sending me Drake songs. Like, this fella is mad about me. Get off.
Do you know, now that I think of it, we'll finish on this, right? Is that when I did have you over in America, you used to drive along in the car, wherever the hell we were going. And you used to like hold my arm or, do you remember? And you're like, I'm mad about you.
No, I didn't say, oh yeah, my God.
It was in your eyes.
Going to vomit. It was in your eyes. Never said that.
Oh, she doesn't vomit.
Oh, his Jake's prolapse is out.
So confused where to Jake, go.
Suck up your prolapse.
Go over the rope.
He has a prolapse. His bells are on the couch.
Come here. Can I ask you?
What are we talking about?
Can I ask you? Would you go to?
Do you like me here?
You do look very beautiful. Could I ask? Would you go to an Usher and Chris Brown concert? They're going on tour together.
I wouldn't go to Chris Brown if you paid me. I would not support him.
I thought
him.
You'd be happy about that.
No, I am. I'm happy for him and I wish I could support him because he was a great artist back in the day, but I wouldn't go to see him, no.
Okay.
Would you go see Akon?
Akon? No.
Yeah. The girls are going to see Akon next Saturday. Akon music.
I heard he's come rich, like not off his music, off some other random stuff. Like Jason Derulo is a multi-millionaire because he has car washes.
Akon got rich off sounds, you know, the ringtones.
Ringtones.
So back in the day.
Yeah. Because the royalties were a lot more with ringtones because he had full control over it as opposed to royalties.
So all the songs were like literally made for ringtones.
Yeah.
That's why they're so annoying. My friends are all going to see Akon next week.
Oh, he's next week.
Next Saturday, Elaine, Louise and Stephanie are going to see Akon. I didn't go because we were supposed to be up north to discover Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland.
So maybe I might get me some tickets and go to Akon music.
Oh my God.
What song? Oh, I'm locked up. You'll let me out. That's how I feel about this house because it's a fucking prison. Right, I'm getting to Zoom. See you next week. Love you loads.
See you later.
Bye.